threatened on the internet, and we will go on the record. It is Tuesday, August 8th at approximately 3 p.m. This is the time and place for the hearing in CE-06001 in the matter of the complaint filed by Gene Drong, Coleman, South Dakota, against Otter Tail Power Company regarding the provision of service to a proposed development south of Eagan. And we are here in room 412 of the State Capitol Building. I am Bob Saar, Chairman of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission, and with me here today are Commissioners Dusty Johnson and Gary Hansen. With that, I believe I will turn the hearing over to Mr. Smith to act as hearing officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I regret to say, I have to admit, I left my file downstairs, and Tina's going to go get it. She's on the way of getting it, and for that I apologize. Basically, the issues in the case, as we have refined them out, and as we stated in the notice of hearing, are, first of all, whether or not Otter Tail has committed an unreasonable rate or practice. You got it there. Committed an unlawful or unreasonable act, rate, practice, or omission, and if so, what relief would be appropriate, and whether the service to be offered by Otter Tail Power Company is adequate. And at this time, I think we'll begin by taking the appearance of the parties. And Mr. Drong, we'll start with you, and could you please introduce yourself for the court reporter and for the commission? Oh, excuse me, Mr. You got to push the button there for the. Thank you, sir.
My name is Gene Drong from 23325 471st Avenue in Coleman. I want to thank the commissioners and everyone here, ladies and gentlemen, for giving me this opportunity. I'm not eloquent like the attorneys. I'm just a dumb Pollock. But anyway, that's who I am. The reason I'm here is I have Sioux Valley Energy. I was listening to your conversation before. By no means are we a big. We're just going to build a little shack along the creek over there, about 15,000 square feet, and on Big Sioux River. Sioux Valley Energy goes right on the Eagan Trent Tar, right by our place. I mean, right by the property. And I was listening before, and you talk about duplicate service and everything else. If Otter Tail is going to come in, they're going to have to be running right along Sioux Valley's power lines. It's kind of ridiculous. Sioux Valley has given me a quote of $1.80 a foot. They're 4,360 feet. We got a little driveway about 8/10 of a mile, just about a mile long, back to the creek. And Otter Tail is the same, $1.80 a foot, but they're having to come a half mile further. Now, Sioux Valley is not requesting a per-month guarantee. If I pay Otter Tail what they want, $544 a month, that's going to equate out to about $39,000 versus $7,500 or $7,800 from Sioux Valley. I've been in business virtually all my life, and, you know, I don't know why I have to pay somebody to guarantee them a monthly rate when I have power from another power company going right by. Now, I've been listening to your territorial deals and everything else, but it's kind of ironic. Xcel Energy power line goes right on a section line. To the south of the section line is Sioux Valley. To the north of it is Otter Tail. I mean, there's power line, there's power all over the place. And it just bugs the heck out of me why I've got to pay roughly $40,000 versus $8,000 to get power. You know, it's and the power line, Sioux Valley, is going right down the line. Now, like they were talking about before, customer has rights. Granted, we're not a big power source. But as a customer having rights, why can't I take the most economical way of doing things when the power is already there? And I think that Otter Tail is usurping their authority by making demands of me guaranteeing them $544 a month of income when I plan on putting geotherm heat in and try and make the home as efficient as possible. So that's why I'm here. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just a dumb Pollock, but I know when it comes to my pocketbook, that 8,000 versus 40,000 is a pretty good whack. That's all I have to say at the moment.
Thank you, Mr. John. Let me ask you this. Maybe we'll take the appearances of the respondent and of staff, and then maybe, as we do sometimes with Mr. Drong, you're not represented by an attorney at this proceeding. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And as we do sometimes with pro se complainants, maybe I may ask staff if there's any things that you might want to help the complainant with in terms of making his record. Is that fair? Mr. Gerdes, would you please make your appearance on behalf of your client?
Dave Gerdes, I'm a lawyer from Pier, and I represent Otter Tail Power Company.
Thank you. Staff?
Karen Kramer from staff.
Okay, Ms. Kramer, I think we just heard from Mr. Drong, and I don't know whether you want to do this. What I was going to suggest, Mr. Drong, are there any pieces of paper other than your bare complaint, perhaps including your complaint, that you would like introduced as part of the evidence in this case, such as letters and the like, that you would like to have introduced as exhibits to show us what happened to you in this case? And maybe Ms. Kramer can help you with those.
I have, I have a quote from Otter Tail, and I have a quote from Sioux Valley.
And have those been marked into evidence at this point? Could you please deliver those to the reporter for marking? Maybe I should ask, too, Mr. Drong, are those originals, your originals, or are those copies?
Those are originals. Well, okay. One is a facsimile.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. But they are the originals. And do we have copies here of those documents? Because I don't think I do. And otherwise, we may have to take a very short break and perhaps in order to get copies made for everyone.
I think I've sent copies in to the gentleman that I was talking to in downstairs.
Okay.
What's the date on the Otter Tail letter?
The Otter Tail letter is April 27, 2006, signed by Kevin Kuba. And I believe you have that. And that is marked as Exhibit 1. And then Exhibit 2 is a letter from Sioux Valley Energy, and that was attached to his complaint. And that's dated April 11th, and that's from Corey, I'm not sure how you pronounce his last name, but from Sioux Valley Energy.
My complaint doesn't have that on there, and I'm sorry, Ed. But.
I don't know.
Thank you. maybe I'll ask you this then. While do we need to wait until those are until we get those back, or should we begin with? Or are you comfortable with that, Dave, in holding that in abeyance and starting, or do you want to wait and deal with these letters right up front?
We can go ahead. Just give me a couple minutes.
Sure, exactly.
Go ahead and keep that. I'll.
We can share.
Yeah. Well, when I get my copy, I'll just use that. I don't think I had any notes on that, do I?
No.
Okay.
Just
yeah. No, go ahead and keep that one.
Okay. Go ahead.
We could move. I would move to admit those two exhibits.
Okay.
Is there objection?
No objection.
Exhibits, and they're just marked 1 and 2. Is that correct?
Right.
Exhibits 1 and 2 are received.
Oh, he does. Okay, so they're drawing Exhibit 1 and 2. All right, thank you.
And those are the Ottertail letter and the Sioux Valley letter?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And, Mr. Drawing, do you want to explain to us, you said you were building a new residence, and that's in the Ottertail, that's currently in Ottertail's territory, is that right?
That is correct. I assume that the north side of the section line is Ottertail, from what they've told me.
Okay. And then at one point you had mentioned Excel runs right in that area also. Is that right?
They call it a feeder line that runs right in between, right on the section line, yes.
And then Sioux Valley is in that?
They're on the south side.
Okay. And so your house would be, and somebody submitted a map. This Egan Township. Did you send that to us, or did you send that, Dave? So you're going to be putting that
yeah.
in? Okay.
I can put it in now if you want to use it.
If you would want to do that.
We'll offer Ottertail OTP Exhibit 2, which consists of the map.
Mr. Drong, do you have any objection to the receipt of this exhibit? Okay, yes, OTP 2 is received.
Here, have that back.
And then, Mr. Drong, could you, and even though it says your name on there by next, do you just want to kind of explain to the commission where you believe maybe Excel's line is or Sioux Valley's? Can you tell me what you're looking at
that? Yeah, right on the bottom of the map, if you look at the bottom, you see the river going through, and they have a drawing mentioned. The town of Egan is outlined. This is about 2 miles south of Egan, and right on top of the hill is the bottom line, bottommost line is where Xcel Energy goes to the east and west. On the east side of that road, we see the little dots for the main highway there. That is the Egan-Trent Highway. And Sioux Valley Energy runs their line right there. Excel Energy runs on a section line. And I believe Ottertail comes up as far as the Lucy House.
All right, thank you. And so...
Just a minute, if I may. For clarification, is the top of this map north? You were using directions.
Yes, the top of the map is north.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you. So today, why you're here is you do not care to be in Otter Tail's territory. Is that your contention? What is it you want the commission to do for you today?
I don't want to be in Otter Tail's territory because they're going to charge me over four times as much money as Sioux Valley to get the same service.
So as I understand it, they're charging you approximately $39,000, and that would be the extension, the cost to extend a line to your place, plus usage. Is that your understanding?
Correct.
Okay, so then with Sioux Valley, is it $8,000, or it was like $88-something? I would have rounded it to $9,000, but...
Excuse me, Otter Tail does not have in their quote a 400-amp service, and that's what Sioux Valley has, 400-amp service for an extra $1,000. So I don't know what Otter Tail would charge for a 400-amp service.
Okay, and I guess we can ask them. But the $8,000 that they're charging you, that's just line extension. That's not your monthly usage, isn't that correct?
That's right.
So did Sioux Valley give you any idea of how much your monthly charge would be? For electricity?
No, but I just met yesterday with the plumbing and heating people, and with geotherm heat and cooling, my cost for the house should be less than $60 a month.
And did you tell us how big that house was?
Pardon?
And how big is that house?
It's just going to be a little 15,000 square foot shack.
And they're quoting you $60 a month for that?
With geotherm, right.
Okay.
I just have to ask, did you say 1,500 square foot or 15,000?
15,000.
Okay.
We'll heat the pool with geotherm also, and everything will be through geotherm, and it's supposed to be much more economical.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Drong, I missed when you had volunteered to host a commission meeting at your place.
Pardon?
When are you going to have us all over? To your place.
Oh, my wife has a Christmas party every year.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Let's see how it goes today.
We had a couple of attorneys and bankers said they wouldn't come last year unless she had shrimp and caviar, so she did.
So again, just for clarification purposes, what is it you would like the commission for you to do today?
I would like to have this area where I'm going to build my house put into let Sioux Valley give me service because it's much more realistic. I mean, electricity is electricity, service is service. I've got a little shack in a swamp by Coleman right now, a little 10,000 square foot, and we've never had an ounce of trouble with their service. So, they give me very good service.
Okay, and the only reason I ask is because on your written complaint, you had stated that you want Otter Tail to conform to the same arrangement as Sioux Valley. And then I'll admit I have a hard time reading what you say after that, without any of the strings attached.
Yeah,
I didn't know if you wanted Otter Tail to provide the service, but at the same rate as Sioux Valley, or if you are asking them to... change it and have Sioux Valley as your provider.
Well, I would accept Otter Tail as a provider, but I do not want to be committed to a four-year contract at, I believe it was $600 or $500, $600 a month that I have to guarantee him revenue.
In that place that you're building out there, is that the only home? Now, there's currently nothing on any of that area where that map shows Drong, and then it shows, I think you said, Loose. Are there any other residents?
No, I have five housing eligibilities, and I do have two offers of builders that want to build executive homes out there, but at the moment I haven't elected to have any neighbors.
So that would be to the east of you? Is that what, or where would those go?
I've got 212 acres there,
okay.
So they can go most any place. And I bought the 66 feet of right-of-way from Mr. Luzzi, so I have a private road all the way through.
Okay. That's all I have. I don't know.
Thank you. Mr. Gerdes, then, do you want have cross-examination, Mr. Drong?
I do, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do need to swear him. Gosh, that always happens right at the beginning, but I guess this time we sort of just took off. Swear him in.
Yes, I do. I don't want to say I do.
It's a dangerous thing to say, but Mr. Drong, I got to ask you one question then, because all of us, I guess here, myself included, primarily forgot about that. We're a little unusual in our procedure here, but I got to ask you then, would all of the answers that you have given thus far to questions that have been asked of you be the same if you answered them after taking the oath?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Gerdes, you may proceed with cross-examination.
Mr. Drong, I'll show you what's been marked as Exhibit 1, which is the letter of April 27th, 2006, from Ottertail. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this is the offer that they made to you after they had initially priced the project. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this would show that, without going into detail, that Ottertail would charge $12,870 to construct the electric service, correct?
Correct.
And that you were also, you had told them, had you not, that you were planning on selling other lots and that there were going to be other million-dollar homes in the area?
No, I did not.
You didn't tell them that you were going to have other homes in the area?
I said I had an opportunity to sell, but I did not give him a specific state that I was going to sell lots at any given time.
Well, in any event, he offered you a 4-year development period, and that the payments that you were making could be allocated to the usage in those lots as well. Isn't that true in that letter?
In the letter, yes.
Okay. Now, I want to show you what's marked as Drawing Exhibit 2, and that would be the letter from Sioux Valley Energy, correct?
Correct.
And if you look at the second paragraph of that letter, they explained to you that the property that they were asked to estimate was, in fact, in Ottertail's territory, didn't they?
Yes.
They said these assigned service territories were established by the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission, and as a matter of law, no utility is allowed to provide service to customers in another utility's assigned territory. They said that, didn't they?
Yes.
And so you knew that April 11th that in order for you to have power on the location you had selected, you would have to do business with Ottertail, did you not?
Correct.
Okay. Now, if you look at this Sioux Valley estimate, they're charging you $7,848, and that's to extend the line, correct?
Correct.
And then they're charging $1,000 for the 400-amp service, correct?
Correct.
And so this does not include the usage charge, does it?
No.
So in addition to that amount, if you were to make a deal with Sioux Valley Energy, you'd have to pay for whatever electrical service you used, correct?
Correct.
So you have to add something to this $8,800, whatever it might be, but it would be the electric usage for your home, correct?
Correct.
Now, if you look at Mr. Kuba's letter, that did include the electrical usage, did it not?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not quite comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges, are we?
But I have a house that is about three-fourths of the size, and my monthly electric bill is running about between $200 and $300 per month. And with the more efficient home that I am building now, plan on building, it should cost me considerably less than what I'm paying now.
Of course, you've got a more efficient, or you're planning to build a more efficient home, and you're also planning to put 5,000 more square feet in it, are you not?
Correct, but in sitting down with the heating and air conditioning people and everybody else, by going with geotherm and all the other efficient items that I do not have in the home now, my heating and air conditioning bill should be considerably less than what I'm paying now.
So you're planning on heating this new house, you're planning on heating it, correct? You're going to heat it?
With geotherm, right.
And you're going to, well, but that takes a heat pump, right?
Right.
Okay. And then you're going to cool it?
Right.
You're going to have a swimming pool, as I understood you to say?
Right.
That requires you to heat the water, treat the water, and all the rest that goes with a swimming pool, correct?
But Otter Tail and Sioux Valley both give a considerable reduction of rate for geotherm.
Well, now that's not what I'm talking about, but that pool's going to cost you something for electric usage, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure what they build houses for over by Egan, but if you're building a 15,000 square foot house, and if it costs you $100 a square foot to build it, that's a $1,500,000 house, is it not?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. And that's a big house.
It's a home.
Okay. Well, it's a nice home, and I'm not trying to demean your house, but it's a nice home, correct?
Right.
You're entitled to build anything you want. So if I'm understanding you correctly, you knew that you were in Otter Tail's territory, that you're planning to build in Otter Tail's territory, correct?
Correct.
And but you went and got an estimate from Sioux Valley anyway. Correct.
The reason I did it is because they're right on the road. They've got immediate service, whereas Otter Tail has to build it in.
Yeah, but they told you that they couldn't serve that territory, didn't they?
I would not be in the position I am today if I would have taken the first bid from everybody.
Okay.
I did not know about this territorial stuff.
Well, you got it in the same letter that you got the price, didn't you?
I didn't know it until I got a letter from Sioux Valley, having my service from them currently. They're the ones that I went and talked to. You notice the letter is dated April 11th. The one from Otter Tail is dated April 27th.
But you had an earlier letter from Otter Tail, didn't you?
It was a much higher quote, too.
You had one for April 11th, didn't you?
I don't have that one with me.
But you had one, didn't you?
I could have. What is the quote on that?
The one I'm looking at is $39,000.
I did receive an earlier letter, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yes, that's so. Is that the letter that you received?
Yes.
Okay. So you got a quote from both of them on the same day?
Yes.
Okay. Here, let's mark that. So that we have the record clear.
Mr. Drong, we have to worry about what we call the record here, so I just have to ask you again, what's marked as Otter Tail Power Exhibit 3, that would be the letter that you and I were just talking about from Otter Tail, dated April 11th, correct?
Correct.
Mr. Gertis, I don't know that anybody's listening on the Internet, but if you do that again, maybe just swivel that mic around. Thanks.
For the folks on the Internet, I just asked you if that Exhibit 2 was what we just got done talking about, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, just to finish up my questions, if I'm understanding correctly, I mean, you agree with me that the price that the Sioux Valley Energy gave you does not include usage, correct?
Correct.
Now, did you bring along any figures, estimates that were made by anyone as to what usage this new house would involve?
No, I did not.
Okay. And have you started construction yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, so the house has not been built?
No, sir.
Okay.
I mean, what good businessman? I've got three quotes on the house. Why shouldn't I get more than one quote on electricity? It's only good business. You go and buy a car, you go to the first car dealer and say, hey, your price is fine.
Well, we sort of did a lot of wrangling about that earlier in the day, Mr. Drong, and unfortunately the legislature passed a law in 1975 that says you have to buy the power from the territory of the provider that you're in.
Well, that's maybe true, but I can put up a wind generator for $65,000 and I don't have to kiss Otter Tail's hand.
Okay, and you can do that too.
I can sell the power to Xcel Energy.
I have no further questions.
Can I ask you this with your Exhibit 3? Do you intend to offer that, or are you going to lay additional foundation, or what do you want to do?
I offer Exhibit 3.
Okay. Any objection to the
no, sir.
Letter? Thank you. OTP Exhibit 3 is received then.
Excuse me, Mr. Smith. This is a filing I have to make today.
Oh, is this? I was kind of suspicious that that's probably what that was. After this day, Dave will be building a 15,000 square foot house.
I wouldn't have to want to go through all this to build a house.
Are we out for record?
Okay.
The township, there was no road there, so they said they would give me the land if I would put the road in, and I had to give them the road. But Xcel Energy has the power poles there. They wanted 20, being a township or the county was not building it, they wanted $25,000 per power pole to move it off the line.
Yeah. Well, that must be a transmission line, I would think, if it's XL. Huh?
So.
Yeah.
So anyway, I bought the amount of 66 feet, 4 acres for $6,000 from the neighbor, and that was about a fourth of one power pole. Now I have the $500. So if you come to the Christmas party and get a little inebriated, nobody's going to pick you up.
Okay. I've concluded my cross-examination of Mr. Draw.
Okay. Now, staff, I mean, you kind of helped him with direct. Do you have any additional examination in the nature of cross-examination? Or?
I do not have anything. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioners, do you have questions at this time of Mr. Draw?
No.
Okay. Well, the only thing, I just so I understand it, and maybe I'll wait until we've heard from Otter Tail's witness, because I just want to kind of get the comparison between their $12,000 that's on their letter and the $8,000 that's on Sioux Valley's letter. Okay, I mean that's, but we'll wait and see what Kevin has to say here. Go ahead, Greg.
Hello, I'm Greg Rislev. I'm with a commission staff member. We talked about the $60 for heating and cooling, but a 15,000 square foot house is there should be an awfully large number of lights and TVs and other electrical appliances of that sort. That $60 doesn't include every kilowatt hour going through that home on a monthly basis, does it?
No, it does not.
Do you have any idea what the consumption would be for 15,000 square foot for electricity in terms of kilowatt hours a month? Has there been any estimate made of any sort?
No, but one is two-thirds of the size right now. It's just my wife and I, and we're paid between $200 and $300 a month.
Would you have any idea how many kilowatt hours that would be?
Well, that's what the with gas furnace and, electric, a lot more electricity than what we anticipate using in the new home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Gerdes, do you want to proceed with your...
Call Kevin Cooper. Yes. You want to sit over there, too? Would you state your name, please?
Name is Kevin Koba, last name K-O-U-B-A.
And I never pronounce it correctly.
Nobody ever.
And what is your occupation?
I'm an area manager for Otter Tail Power out of Milbank, South Dakota.
And have you and others in your office had contact with Mr. Drawn?
Yes, we have.
And first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to show you what's been marked as Otter Tail Power Exhibit 1. And can you tell me what this is?
This is a response to a commission staff request. Top page identifies four issues or key points that the staff asked if I would provide comment to, and that was done, albeit somewhat late, but was done here sometime last week, I believe.
And so this data request contains responses to the first three questions, correct?
Correct.
And then the response to the fourth question is the map that we've had marked as Otter Tail Power Number 2.
Correct. That was sent prior to this actual communication. Okay.
So, and the response to request number 1 basically details Otter Tail's policy as far as extension of service in circumstances such as Mr. Drong's situation, correct?
Correct.
And if I'm understanding correctly, on page 2 of that document where in the middle it says extension of service in larger cap letters, that is an excerpt from Otter Tail's tariff on the subject, correct?
Yes, in our general rules and regulations.
And did you or someone else in your office compute the cost of providing service to Mr. Drong's home?
Yes.
Yes, we did. And was it consistent with this policy?
Yes.
Okay. And if you go to the fourth page, on the third page, the extension cost, which is the cost to do it, that's calculated on the third page, correct? Toward the bottom?
Right.
And is that consistent with the letter that Mr. Drong received?
Yes.
Okay. And then you performed an estimate of the electric revenue that would that the house would require to operate that house?
We did, and obviously there's a difference. We were under the understanding it was a 12,000-square-foot home and had very limited knowledge as to what the heating source would be. And so we did the estimate based on, I believe, four different scenarios.
Okay, and can you
basing it on 12,000 square foot.
Okay. Was it easy or difficult to get the information from Mr. Drong as to the specific characteristics of his house as it related to energy consumption?
I received that information from Chris Bartman, who was, I believe, is a maybe the person that's somehow related to this project, Mr. Drong's home or something.
He is the architect for the project.
I received the information after, initially, I think our operations manager was told it would be propane. And Mr. Bartman informed me that it would be some sort of heat pump system.
Okay. So can you tell us the range of estimates that you made then as far as the energy requirements of the home?
Based on a 12,000-square-foot home, and these, again, are very rough estimates because we didn't know the R values or a lot of different factors in the home, numbers of windows and such. Again, it's a very unique home, and so we are basically having to do it from comparable knowledge that we have on other homes. So we based 12,000 square feet, 120,000 kilowatt hours for heat per year, and then we also assumed normal lighting such at an additional $1,500 per year. That would be just straight electric for lights and television and that type of thing. And then with that in mind, we plugged in an electric furnace, and that came up to $6,144 a year. With a ground source heat pump, the cost would be about $2,050 per year. And with air source system, the cost would be just a little over $4,000 per year. And I can't honestly say at this point what rate we were using for that, but as Mr. Drong indicated earlier, there are some different rates that could be applied. I believe this was just we were using the straight residential rate on this.
Okay.
Not positive of that, though.
Then you wrote a letter to Mr. Drong, dated April 27th. Do you have a copy of that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And I believe that's that's exhibit, drawing exhibit one.
I have that.
Thanks. Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Would you explain the offer that you made in that letter and how it came about?
I'll start with how it came about. Mr. Drong, myself, and Steve Wegman were part of a telephone conversation in which we got together over the phone, and I proposed, after hearing from Mr. Drong, and I believe there was another, Mr. Wegman, that the REA would build to this residence for $1.80 a foot. And at that time, I had heard a $500 transformer charge. Obviously, that is different than the bid. I came back with an offer to Mr. Drong based on the fact that we did get numbers from our marketing department identifying some electric usages that we didn't have prior to that. So I took those into account, and I went back to Mr. Drong and Mr. Wegman and proposed that we would build out to Mr. Drong's home for cost of $12,800, which was 7,150 feet times the $1.80 foot that the REA had proposed. I also went a little further by, and again, we heard that there was a possibility, and I agree with Mr. Drong, the possibility that other homes could be built there. And so based on the usage numbers that we had and the possibility that a one to up to, I think it was five homes, could be built, I proposed to Mr. Drong a four-year development period, which is a year more than our normal three-year revenue guarantee type thing, that we would recover the difference, the $39,000 less the $12,870 in that four-year developmental period. We would monitor the usage of Mr. Drong's home and any others that were built, and at the end of that four-year period, we would take a look and see where we were at in relation to the $39,000.
And this offer then would be consistent with Otter Tail's tariffs and maybe perhaps just a little bit more liberal than Otter Tail's tariffs. Would that be
normally
correct?
We would ask for a monthly guarantee from the customer, and that I did not take that, or I did not put that into this offer. I was looking at recovering or monitoring the usage, and at the end of 4 years, doing a settle up, if you will.
Okay. Based on your experience as an area manager for Otter Tail, would this type of pricing be consistent with the type of pricing that would be offered to other homeowners in similar circumstances?
Yes, it would.
And just so the record's clear, the figures you were giving me was based on a 12,000 square foot house, correct?
Correct.
And we now know that Mr. Drong has now said he's building a 15,000 square foot house.
Yeah. Okay. And it's 120,000 kilowatt hours for heating. Simple math would say it would be 150,000 for that side of the house. Yeah. And it all depends upon how it's built and such. Yeah.
How big do I have to build that thing to qualify for, what was that other one you had? 200 megawatt?
That has to be a big one.
10 times.
As soon as I'm done asking questions, you get a shot at it. So, write down all your questions now. Have you received any, communications from Mr. Drong since this complaint was filed in terms of construction plans or plans for other homes on the site or anything like that?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I believe that's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Drong, do you have cross-examination of Mr. Koba? See, I got that right.
You got it right.
Next time I'll get it wrong.
From the way that everything is drawn out, if there was anything built to the south side of the Xcel Energy line, that's going to be Sioux Valley territory, correct?
I don't have a territorial map, but I'm assuming it is.
So the burden of any construction is going to fall upon me if everything is going to stay on the north side of the section line.
Burden for construction of
additional homes or additional usage?
No.
Yes.
I think I know what you're getting at, but in the letter that I sent to you on the 27th, I believe it in there.
Here's the map.
Right.
Everything would have to be built on the north side of the section line.
Correct.
Otherwise,
you're right.
Otherwise,
you're right.
Everything yes. falls on me.
Yes.
So, at this point in time, I have no further questions other than my biggest beef is that I am locked in, if I go with Otter Tail, I am locked into a $544 a month guarantee for 4 years for service. If my efficient home produced is $100, I'm paying $344 more than I would be paying to Sioux Valley. And that's why, you know, they say a penny saved is a penny earned. That's why I'm here.
Is that all the questions you have at this time, Mr. Jones?
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Kramer, are you prepared to proceed with staff's questions?
Yes, thank you. I'm just going to call you Kevin because I've pronounced your name wrong for years. So.
That's perfectly fine. My wife pronounces it wrong, too.
Oh, good.
Hope she's not listening on the Internet.
This line that you're building or would build to Mr. Drong's home is, and I don't want to say it's overbuilt, but is it sized to for one residence, or did you estimate something that would encompass five homes, or what, is there a difference? I'm just trying to see if it's just one home, does he need a line that big, or it's not going to matter?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Okay.
I'm assuming that if you're looking at the map now.
Right, correct. Exhibit 2.
We're probably looking at, and I'm just guessing here, a 7200 line that is in the blue, and continuing that line to a transformer that would reduce the voltage down to 2400 and then into the home at a different voltage. So I'm assuming that that's what it is. These large homes, we don't have the opportunity to build to a lot of them. So at this point, we don't know because we don't know what the usage is going to be. We have very little information on the actual load that this one home or the potential of others would bring. So I'm assuming we'd build a 7200-volt line, but I'm not positive of that. And that would be pretty standard as to what we would normally do to a large home or a four- or five-home development.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Commissioners, do you have questions of Mr. Koba?
Mr. Koba, did Ottertail Power ever pursue or consider a territorial swap with another utility in the area?
Yes, we did. Initially, when we got the request through our service rep, our operations manager called, I forget the name of the gentleman at Sioux Valley, and he was referred to another person and talked to him. At that point, the response from Sioux Valley was basically what was in the letter, that they wouldn't entertain any discussion unless there was a release signed for us to transfer release this customer to them. Subsequent conversation I had with, I think his name is George Colomb, I called him up to entertain the idea of a trade, which is another option that we have when there's issues of extending service to some of these developments or homes outside of the norm. Keeping in mind that this was a 12,000 square foot home and the possibility of others, we discussed the matter, and it's hard to come up with trade values in the same areas where you don't have to spend a lot of money to get to them, for example. And so we basically agreed at that point that the trade was not probably something we wanted to do from our perspective, from Ottertail.
There seems to be, if you don't mind, I'd like to walk through the numbers a little bit, because there seems to be a pretty big difference between the first Ottertail offer and the second one. If you look at the first offer, it was, I think $39,000 for line extension for construction. Is that right?
Initially, the first rough estimate was $36,000.
$36,000.
And that's without knowing anything about, without actually going out and doing a site visit, walking out there, seeing where the buildings are going to go, and that type of thing. The second estimate of $39,000 was after our operations manager actually went out there, measured line distances, and inputted the necessary information into a work order estimating system to determine the numbers of poles, wire, those types of things in order to get service to it. So the only two estimates that we've even talked about was $36,000 rough estimate up front, $39,000 straight from the work order estimating system.
So under the first, under the the first Otter Tail sort of offer to Mr. Drong after you'd done some analysis was $39,000 for line extension, and then you would have had, if we'd look at that four-year time horizon, then you would have had usage. And I think in your response to staff data request, you mentioned that if he were to do, you know, a ground source heat pump, it'd be $300 a month.
Right.
So if you take, you know, 300 times, you know, rounding to 50 months in a four-year period, that's $15,000 of energy usage.
Right. Are you including the general usage into that, or just the heat pump or cooling and heating? $1,500 per year is an additional charge for lights and other various electrical usage.
I think that 300 was all in.
Okay.
Because on page 5 of the, I believe this is OTP 1, the sentence before the one I'm quoting says, assuming the customer installs air source heat pumps, his total yearly energy cost would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,600 a year, or an average monthly billing of $467. With ground source heat pumps, his average billing would be roughly $300.
Okay. Yep. I see that.
So, if you add the 39 line extension plus the 15 in usage, you know, Mr. Drong would be in, you know, to Otter Tail for, you know, basically $56,000 over a four-year period.
No.
Okay.
The $39,000 was the estimate to provide the line extension, and then we would charge the $12,000 upfront cost, and so the difference would be...
Okay, and that's what I'm trying to get at. I was trying to figure out if we were talking about a single offer here or two, because I did see the Otter Tail letter where you talk about the upfront cost. And what would be the charge if he wasn't interested in sort of committing himself out 4 years, but just were to pay for the line extension one time upfront? Was that an offer that was ever made by Otter Tail?
I don't know if it was. I think at one point the operations manager and Mr. Drong had a conversation about that. I don't recall what that is. But I, you know, I'm just looking at the $36,000 and the $39,000. What was the two offers that we proposed?
Okay. And I think that cleared up my question. I got a little confused about whether it was two offers, a 13 plus usage, which just happened to add to 39, or a 39 all up front, and I think you've cleared that up for me. Okay. In the complaint by Mr. Drong, he mentioned some hostile behavior and some double talking by Otter Tail, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to those concerns he raised.
I'm not sure.
I'll preface that by saying I understand that the commission is not the politeness police, but when we read something like that, I do feel like, you know, we've got to ask about it.
In the conversations I had with Mr. Drong, we shared with him, I can remember the one with Mr. Wegman, that we wanted to do what we could to provide service. We were, I forget what terminology I used, but essentially trying to convey the message that, you know, this is a good opportunity for us too, and we don't get that many opportunities to provide, to put up these types of facilities, and we also aren't necessarily looking to give away territory. But I don't know that, you know, and I can't speak for the other Otter Tail employees that he's dealt with, but I guess if he feels I was unreasonable or such, I'm not sure that was the case, but.
That's all I have, Mr. Smith. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Koba.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Hansen, do you have any questions? I guess maybe Kevin, just following up on Commissioner Johnson's discussion of the either a swap or did that include, and I think you might have said this, but did your discussions include the possibility of just a service rights exception that might have some outs in case a development were to occur there? Something like that would sort of treat it like an irrigation pump unless something
correct.
Else happened out there.
And I would reiterate, you know, the more we heard from the various parties, the more positive it looked like. First of all, that Mr. Drong was going to build this home, and looked fairly certain that was going to happen, and also that there was, we heard it not only from Mr. Drong that there was a possibility, but also from his architect that there was other possibilities of other homes. And that pretty much is what determined that I really wasn't too excited about giving up the territory, because we don't get the opportunity to do that. And our towns, you know, that we serve, don't generally have developments like that going up.
It, with respect, I looked at the, and you had said what it was, a 7,200?
7,200, I believe.
Is that watt or volt or whatever, volt? Okay, and that, I saw that's a single-phase line extension.
Yes.
Appear to be. And then, like, to convert that over to, like, a more, you know, robust distribution line, if, like, you say you were to get, you know, I don't know what your plan, what might happen out there, you never know, but if there were to be a significant development occur out there, is that something then that can be pretty well piggybacked on the infrastructure you're going to build, or is this going to be a duplication at some
point? Most of our distribution is 7,200 volts, with the exception of some of the larger towns are converted to 12.5 or 12,500 volts. But most of our smaller locations, smaller cities are 7,200.
Okay.
Very, very normal.
And would you generally, would that generally be single phase service even into a more significant development?
Yes. You know, we build in three phase for very much larger loads, motor loads and those types of things. And certainly if this development got to that point where there was many motors, you would upgrade it to three phase.
I think that's all I have. I would remind Mr. Gerdes that I don't believe you've offered Exhibit 1, unless I'm...
Excuse me, I offer Exhibit 1. Thank you.
Objection, Mr. Gong. That's the this thing, the data that staff requested.
Oh, the big one.
Yeah. I'm just asking if you have an objection to us receiving that into evidence. Again,
no objection.
Thank you. Staff, do you have an objection? I guess you asked the questions.
We have no objection to it being admitted. Thank you.
Thank you. Then OTP 1 is received.
Otter Tail rests.
Staff, do you have a case in chief here?
Staff does not. I believe that you or someone asked Kevin a question, and Mr. Drong knew the answer, but I can't remember what the question was. Do you remember? And you were saying?
The only question I had is how big a house I have to build to get to.
Yeah, that. No, it's something just here and.
Was that with respect to the architect? Is that what you're talking about?
Don't remember. I just remember Kevin said he didn't know the answer, that maybe Mr. Drong did, and he was over there nodding as though he didn't, so I was going to give him an opportunity to. That's right.
Okay. Do you, does staff have a case that you want to put on? Or?
No, staff has no. Nothing, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Drong, it's your turn now to rebut or to put on any additional facts that you might want to respond to any of the questions you've heard or Mr. Kuba or...
No response.
I think that concludes the evidence in the case. Do any counsel or Mr. Drong disagree with that? Or commissioners, do you have any last questions you'd like to ask of any of the witnesses?
Mr. Smith, I have a question of Karen. Could you tell me, in staff's opinion, what the commission is constrained to legally in this type of a... We've heard from Mr. Gerdes. I'm curious what your position, opinion is.
And I'm looking for my notes where I wrote that all out for you.
Maybe, Karen, to give you – pardon me for interrupting.
No, go ahead.
Once we got done taking evidence, then I was going to ask the parties to make closing arguments, and maybe that would be a forum.
All right.
She could do that. And
Ms. Kramer, would you do that at that time?
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good suggestion.
At this point, then, if there's no other evidentiary questions about what the facts are, then I guess what I'd like to do, Mr. Drong, is – have you begin and just make your argument, if you want to call it that, to the commission about, I guess we'll put it this way, your argument about right and wrong and what you want the commission to do in this case.
I would like to see the commission have a line allow me to put a line in there at a reasonable amount and not be tied to a penalty, so to speak, that I'm going to use X number of dollars every month. I mean, that's ridiculous. I realize that Otter Tail has to, they're a for-profit company, but then the gas companies are for-profit also, and we know what's happening there. And, so I, you know, if they can't waive their, $544 a month deal, then I ask the commissioners to allow me to deal with Sioux Valley. No further comments.
Can I ask you just one follow-up question on that? If the $500 minimum charge wasn't on there, would you be okay with the $12,800?
Yes.
You would be okay paying?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Gerdes, your closing argument.
Commissioners, staff, Mr. Drong, unfortunately, a good part of this case is dictated by the laws of the state of South Dakota, and the laws of the state of South Dakota provide that electric service is provided according to assigned service areas. And my understanding of the law is that within those assigned service areas, investor-owned utilities, which are regulated utilities as opposed to municipal utilities and rural electric utilities, which are only minimally regulated. So the one feature of this is that Otter Tail is constrained by the statutes in the state of South Dakota, and basically Otter Tail must treat everybody the same, must treat them according to their tariffs, and must not give any unwarranted preference to any customer. So it's within those confines that Otter Tail needs to, must deal with Mr. Drong. We were just talking about it at an earlier case today, and that is the often quoted language from the Wilrot case, which basically says that just because it's a financial advantage to someone, that doesn't mean they're entitled to be in one territory over the other. That was a case that was decided shortly after our current law was adopted. It was decided in 1979, and our current law was adopted in 1975. I sympathize with Mr. Drong because, you know, none of us like to think that we're getting taken to the cleaners. But I have to mention that we don't have the entire story here because we really don't know what it would cost Mr. Drong to do business with Sioux Valley because we don't have all the figures. All we have is what it would cost to extend the line. We don't know what it would cost for the product. I know because I am in West Central Electric's area, and I know that West Central Electric is one of the highest REAs in the state in terms of price. And so I pay more than lots of other people, but that's where I'm located and that's what I pay. So, you know, in a way, we have to take our power as we can find it. That's what the law is. I would submit that within the confines of this case and the rules that Otter Tail must abide by, that Otter Tail has followed its tariffs. It is, to the extent that it can, it has tried to work with Mr. Drong. It also has to consider the various business options it has. I know this isn't an answer, but Mr. Drong could go across the road and build his house. And then he would have Sioux Valley Electric. The other thing I'll say is if I'm building a $1.5 million or $2 million house, I can probably afford an extra $100 a month. And I know we don't like to pay more than what we're supposed to pay for things, but that's a hard fact of life that we have to live with. The question for the commission stated in the order for hearing is whether Otter Tail Power
company has committed an unlawful or unreasonable act, rate, practice, or omission. I would submit that Otter Tail is guilty of no unlawful or unreasonable act, rate, practice, or omission, and in fact has scrupulously adhered to the law that it is required to operate under. Unfortunately, the concept of regulated utilities is such that the regulation is the alternative to competition, and therefore we have to take the price that the regulated utilities give us. And so we would ask that the commission dismiss the complaint.
Staff.
Thank you. I believe Mr. Gerdes probably answered your question, Commissioner Hansen, and that is, you know, what is it you're confined to here? And it's exactly as he stated, and that is whether Otter Tail committed an unlawful or unreasonable act, rate, practice, or omission. I would submit if they had done anything but what they did here, then they would have violated that exactly, because they would not have been following their tariff. And then there would be a complaint to be heard that had merit. At this point, Otter Tail has done exactly as it is supposed to do. Therefore, I do believe that the complaint should be dismissed. The second question is whether the service offered or to be offered is adequate. I believe Mr. Koopa stated, you know, the size of the line, and that service that would be offered would be adequate to serve Mr. Drong's property. Again, as Mr. Gerdes said, the case law in this is very clear, and it's in both the West River WREA, I can't even think what it is, West River Electric Association, in Black Hills Power case in 1989, and again in the Wilrot case in 1979. And there the court has clearly stated that customer preference is irrelevant under the assignment of service area, even when a customer would enjoy significant economic benefits by purchasing electricity outside of the assigned service area, the established boundaries would not be disturbed. Customer preference would defeat the orderly assignment of service areas. And that's it exactly. We can't start, or the commission should not allow customers to start jumping lines like this. We would have, my concern would be utilities would then be building lines out all over their territory that may not be necessary, just so that they are always right on the edge of their territory. And then I do think you would have duplication of services and all that wasteful stranded investment out there. And so I believe you that the court is right. I believe that the tariff that has been on the books since 1971 that I could find back that Otter Tail has is an appropriate tariff, and that they did follow that. And staff would submit that the complaint should be dismissed. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you. Any last commissioner comments or questions stimulated by the arguments of the attorneys, at least?
Well, I don't know that it's much of a comment, but just, you know, I'll test my memory here of state statute, but to me, I can only think of four provisions in South Dakota law for someone essentially to change their utility provider. Number one is if they're annexed into a municipal utility service territory. Number two, the large load exception. Number three, I think due to some inadequacy of service, maybe the commission could make a change. And then the fourth would be under the mutual agreement of the providers. And so the commission may be in a situation here where even if we think that Mr. Drong should be allowed a choice, even if we think he's not getting a good deal from Otter Tail Power, there wouldn't be any power for us to make that determination. I don't know if that's the case, but that's how I remember state statutes. And if somebody thinks I'm in error, I wish they'd let me know.
It occurred to me in the argument on the tariff and that, I opened up the tariff language again, and maybe I'm a little out of line and out of order here. Maybe this is something the attorneys can address, but this just, for some reason, it was stimulated by the discussion of the tariff affording no flexibility. Now, I think we all agree that state law is what it is, and I think that's probably the commissioners have to follow law no matter what, Mr. Drong, you know. But I guess what I'm more interested in maybe is with respect to the tariff language, which is found on page 2 of Otter Tail Exhibit 1. And I'm looking at the general extension of service paragraph. And I guess where I'm coming from here is, and again, I Mr. Drong obviously is not a poor individual, so I you know, but I, on the other hand, I think what we're just looking, what he's looking for is treatment that he feels is reasonable, something where he feels like he's okay. And again, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I'm just asking you this again on the, and he's already stated he doesn't have any problem with the higher original cost. It's the monthly minimum of $5,500 or so, or I mean $550, which isn't enormous, but it's a big electric bill, I guess maybe. And my question is this: does maybe it's for Mr. Gerdes here? Is does that tariff language afford Otter Tail some discretion in order to honestly look at this situation and say we think there's enough of a good bet that this is going to offer us development potential over the next 5, 6, 10 years that we're willing to cut a break? And I know you already did that and gave them the extra 12 months over your normal policy, which is 3 years. But to take that initial down payment and reduce that monthly payment down to where it's more in line with what he might think is reasonable. Is that something that Otter Tail feels it can do under the tariff? If you feel you can't, then that's the end of the story.
Well, there are two considerations. Number one is this is the same deal that they've offered other people. And so all of a sudden now you're going to cut it down and cut it back and you're treating people differently, and that's contrary to state statute. The other consideration is that if you don't get quite a bit of it up front, there's nothing to say that there would be somebody there 3 years from now, things like that, and Otter Tail would have already expended the money. So this is based upon their experience, and they just don't, I mean, Kevin just told me, look, I made the same deal to some guy over in Wabe. So what am I going to do? So now if I cut down the payments, then I've treated people differently. I just don't think that would be an unreasonable act or service, I believe, under the statutes. And so as much as I'd like to say yes, I don't think so.
Any further questions or comments by the commissioners? Any last words from anyone else, any of the attorneys or parties? Is that it? Do the commissioners want to go into take a short recess before deciding what to do? Oh, pardon me.
I do have one other thing. When I was talking to one of the gentlemen from Otter Tail, he says, this is our deal, take it or leave it. And this is what really got me PO'd.
Anything else? Commissioners, what's your pleasure in terms of, do you want to take a short a break before making a decision?
I certainly don't mind taking a break. If any single commissioner wants it, I don't need one.
Okay.
Neither do I.
Mr. Chairman?
No.
Okay, well then I'm going to return the hearing to the chairman, and you may proceed to either make a decision or decide you're not going to make one today.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
It's a dual question here. One is dismiss, and the second part is?
The issue that you have before you, and I'm missing the back part of my pages, you need to determine whether Otter Tail Power committed an unlawful or unreasonable act, rate, practice, or omission. So if you answer yes to that, then you would answer the question, or then the next question is what relief is appropriate. If you answer no to that, the relief, there wouldn't really be relief, but then it would be a dismissal of the complaint. Then the second question you have listed is whether the service to be offered by Otter Tail is adequate. Do you want me to? You want this so that you can make your motion?
And I really think it's if you answer the very first question no, and the second one yes, then you find for Otter Tail. If you answer either of those questions the opposite, then you find for Mr. Drum.
And so you're saying that I just want to make sure I get the verbiage correct. Mm-hmm.
The first question is whether Otter Tail committed an unreasonable or unlawful act, rate, practice, or omission. The second question is whether the service offered by Otter Tail will be adequate.
I move that the commission find that Otter Tail Power Company has not committed an unlawful or unreasonable act, rate, practice, or omission. And further move that the service being provided or offered by OTP is adequate as described to us.
Second. And I concur.